We live in a world where instruction manuals are readily available for any kind of situation. At Borders, there are many shelves of books that give guidance on what to expect during pregnancy on up to the preteen years. The majority of parents who identify the presence of a young child in their home as the toughest time in their lives can't wait until the late-night feedings and diaper changing are over. It really is a production to raise a baby, but I can't help asking why society zeroes in on this stage of human life. Maybe it has to do with soft blankets, baby lotion smell, and the cuddling of a small, precious child that takes our senses away. I agree that nothing compares to the affection a parent feels for their little tyke when they receive a kiss or a hug. But these dear moments can deceive parents into thinking their child will be forever sweet and innocent. Grandparents hold their tongue when they see family members fussing over a new arrival. It may be that the older generation hesitate to tell first-time parents about the dreaded teenage years in order for the family line to continue. Otherwise, couples would avoid having children altogether. Of course, I fit into the category of parents who thought my child would grow up to be a perfect lady. My daughter, Mandy, appeared to be the ideal teenager. She received good grades in school and excelled in rodeo. By speaking with her often about challenges in life, I assumed that she would make good decisions. Boy, I had a wake-up call the first time the high school left a message about my daughter being absent in at least one class that day. How could this be? I asked myself. It continued to get worse as my daughter's grades plummeted. At that point, I wanted to move my family far away to a desert island where maybe we could get a fresh start. Could it have been different if I had been given a how-to for raising teenagers when my daughter was born? I think so. I can mentally picture an instruction manual sticking out of the diaper bag the hospital sends home with new mothers. It would have caught my attention right then and could have been treasured as if it were a Bible. The title might have been something like, Sweet Baby, Obnoxious Teenager. At the beginning, the book would have informed me that this time in a child's life is quite simple compared to the hectic life of parenting a teenager. Instead of a toddler wandering out of the house during the daytime, a teenager would be trying to sneak out in the middle of the night. As I read further, I would find it quite normal for my teen to test the waters and that the world wouldn't quit turning just because she gets into a little trouble. Even though I didn't have a guidebook to help me get through my daughter's teenage years, I managed to survive the ordeal. Mandy is now married and has a child of her own. On Mother's Day, Mandy called me. When speaking to her, I mentioned that I was sorry about how I reacted to some of the choices she made in her teens. My daughter replied by saying, "It's okay, Mom. You handled it the best you knew how to." Those words gave me comfort and hope for parents all over the world who too will survive the test of their teenagers without a how-to guide. This is Melanie Bodley.